T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As we remember, Buffalo banking and business icon Robert Wilmers, who passed away suddenly this weekend. We're joined now by former Buffalo Mayor Anthony Masiello. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing well, and Merry Christmas. Happy New
Year. Yeah, you too. You sound great. Listen, you were mayor until 2005, so that kind of shows you the length of time and influence that Mr. Wilmers had on this community. Talk about that.
Yes. Well, Bob was a very giving person, contrary to what people may think. His generosity touched every aspect of Buffalo and Western New York. And to me, he made M&T not only the great corporate giant that it was, but also he put a human face on it. He was very supportive, investing heavily in education, our cultural institutions, small businesses. He just had a genuine love for Buffalo and a passion for our community that was second to none.
And from everything we're hearing, it went well beyond banking and business.
Well, that's my point, Brian. I mean, listen, I spent a lot of time with Bob Wilmers, both professionally and personally, and he had such a passion for Buffalo that he used the bank's resources, his own largesse, to make Buffalo better, investing in our cultural institutions, making sure that they have the best leadership. As you know, what he did on the in the university district, improving the schools there, making sure that the charter school and other institutions of higher learning had the very best in leadership and financial support. And certainly he invested the bank's money in a lot of businesses around Western New York to strengthen the ability for people to work, make a living, and make a profit. So he was a very giving person. He wasn't out front. He wasn't a back slapper. He wasn't somebody who was boisterous. He was very calm, very thoughtful, and very thorough in his love and passion for Buffalo and Western New York.
Tony, his passion also included education, and he was very involved with the Buffalo School Board, wasn't he?
Very involved with the Buffalo School Board. He wanted the very best in leadership. He understood the importance of what public education meant to the future workforce of our city, the neighborhoods of our city. But he also invested heavily in the Promise neighborhood, a neighborhood up in the University District near the University of Buffalo. He used his own resources to help fund a charter school, help fund selection and the hiring of the very best of teachers and management people there. So, you know, his imprimatur is everywhere in Western New York, and I can't say enough about what a good heart he had for the people of our community.
How would you characterize it? Would it be rare for somebody of that wealth to have that much of an impact in other people, other businesses?
You know, I can't speak for other people, but my own personal knowledge of Bob is that he wanted to make a difference. He was blessed. He, you know, financially, he had the wherewithal to do a lot of things that other people perhaps would not do. So he used his influence financially. He used his influence with his own financial resources and the bank's foundation resources to make a difference in people's lives. And as I said earlier, Bob wasn't somebody who wanted a pat on the back. He wasn't somebody who wanted to flex his muscles. He quietly, behind the scenes, made a difference. And to him, that's what he wanted most for the city that he loved and invested in.
Buffalo, very lucky that Bob Wilmers decided to live here. Tony, thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
Well, so nice hearing from both of you. And it's been a while since I've been on WBEN, but I still want you to know that I wake up to you every morning.
Great to hear. Thanks, Tony. That's former Buffalo Mayor Anthony Masiello.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.